And that's when I told him, I think you need to think less and imagine more. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. It is the 26th of February, 6:02 a.m. And I meant it. He needed to think less and imagine more. Because his thoughts were very well structured, very well organized. I mean, if I need someone to structure and organize something, he would be the guy. On the other hand, his imagining sucked. It's not that he just imagined bad things. He didn't imagine effectively. And he thought that he was imagining effectively. His thoughts said, yeah, you're imagining effectively. You're imagining effectively because you're doing 1, 2, 3, and 4. All the steps sequentially the way they should be done. So he had an argument, a defense, a rationalization. He was letting me know I am imagining effectively. The problem is I am not getting results. If there was one word I could get rid of when it came to teaching this stuff, it would be imagination. And remarkable this year, Neville pretty much starts with a statement very close to that. That the word imagination, or to imagine, is pretty much a useless word. Because it can mean so many things to so many people. Sort of like the word meditation. Right? A lot of people, they tell me, I meditate for hours. I say, well, what do you do? Because meditation can mean just about anything, like noodles. Right? Some people eat noodles. I don't even eat oodles, but they eat noodles. And noodles could mean spaghetti. Noodles could mean something with like Chinese food. Noodles could mean just about anything. But I seem to digress. When you stop confusing thinking with imagination, you're really going to get something. Thoughts do not produce things. Thoughts are virtual things. Thoughts come from a process called thinking, and thinking comes from your state. I really want you to nail this today. Your identity in the moment determines what your thinking is. Your thinking produces what your thoughts are. And for most people, they will defend their thoughts to the death of their dreams. I just got to take a little break there and let that sink in, because it's so true. I have witnessed this thousands of times with people. Let's go back to the beginning. Ready? You're faster than you think. Literally. You are faster than your thinking that produces your thoughts. And in a well-organized thought stream, Mr. 20, I have created diagrams and flowcharts. See attached before our call. I got it. I appreciate it. So at the beginning of most Rent My Brain calls, I run people through a tiny little exercise. I said, cool. Okay, while we're here talking, do you mind if I just hijack the call for 2 minutes, maybe three? And almost every time they say, go ahead, some people say, tell me exactly what you mean by hijack. And what do you mean? Like, what will we, like, good Lord, we'll spend 10 minutes talking about doing a 3 minute exercise. That's called defensive. And for most people, thinking is a defensive act. Well, worshiping their thoughts is a defensive act. Well, anyway, let's talk about expressive and explorative. The identity of happy loving teacher has very different thinking, which produces very different thoughts than the state of happy loving puppy dad. And your state produces your thinking, your emotions, your behaviors. Your state does. It produces your thinking, your emotions, your behaviors. Don't try to control your emotions. Don't try to edit your thinking. Change your state. So I start off these live Rent My Brain calls. I just love these. We've got a few options with them now. If you want to find out more, let me know. Or go to NevilleGoddardStore.com for the most basic option. It's in there. You got to look for it. But here's the deal, gang. So I say, hey, look, close your eyes. And here's what I want you to do. Let's imagine it's a year from today. And you and I are having a quick little 2-minute chat. And you're telling me how your life has transformed after us doing our call. You're remembering having done our call and the juicy insights that show up and how you applied them and how they changed your life. I want you to notice exactly how has your life changed, both inside and out. How's that ripple into your family, your community, your associates? I want you to feel that in your body as you open your eyes and let's begin. And yes, there's a little more to it than that, but let's just say that's it. And so here's what happens. Ready? They start to imagine something. They start to experience something differently. And I can see it in their physiology, and it shows up in their questions, and probably 70% of the time, maybe 85 or 95. In other words, a lot of the time, their question sheet goes out the window. Because now we're going to explore from a state. You see, having a stack of questions comes from a state. Exploring how to change, you know, being willing to explore in the moment how to change your experiences. That's a different state. You get there's a state that seeks explanation. And you can collect them. We can call that state that seeks explanation the state of collector. On the other hand, there's another state. The state of explorer. And that's what I invite you to. If you want to explore with us, whether it be live on a one-on-one or a group call, if you want to explore with us, could be through a course or a package or a training, go to NevilleGoddardStore.com. Because if what we've said in this podcast and in the other podcasts, is if it keeps giving to you, just think about it, right? There's a difference between thinking and imagination. Almost nobody's talking about that. And if they are, they're not really doing that good of a job about it from what I see. People send me videos. Sometimes I watch them and I cringe. Because when somebody's making a big deal about being a certified manifester and coach, I'm not a certified manifester and coach. I've got a lot of certifications and a lot of things. But I just let my results speak for myself. So if what we're sharing touches you, NevilleGoddardStore.com. Lots of ways to dive deeper with us. My email's there too. And now, just for fun, let's do a little tiny exercise. I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to imagine how much this podcast changed your life because of what you did afterwards as we go into the silence. I swear to God, I think thinking is the most addictive thing on the planet. I really do. I notice people get so addicted to their thoughts, and they become defensive about their thoughts. They become addicted to their thinking. And what they need to do is just simply start imagining more, effectively, usefully, lovingly, learning how to bring the tones of reality in some cool ways. We've got a dream-driven day call on that today. Oh my God, I can't wait. That's in 49 minutes. Have a great day. My name is Mr. 2020. You've been listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. Like it, share it, leave a comment. I'd love to know that you exist. And if you want to get more and more and more gold and speedier results, NevilleGoddardStore.com. See ya.